Tell me what your parents were like. I know they were very firm in their belief about education. Tell me more about them.
But the thing about that is that my father never pushed me to make A's. Mm-hmm. He just pushed me to be the best person that I could be. Mm-hmm. Always do your best. And one of the things that served me well, and I don't mean to make this sound bad, mm-hmm. but sometimes you meet a lot of ignorant people, mm-hmm. and you have to learn how to just navigate around mm-hmm. them. You don't want to get caught up into their mess.
Right.
You don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Because that takes you away from something important that you need to be doing.
Right.
It was very hard for my father being a principal. Mm-hmm. And I can remember in the late 50s, I think it was late 50s, there was a memo that came out, and Irby Caruth wanted to know how many of the teachers had master's degrees. Mm-hmm. The thing that was interesting, if you put all of the white teachers, which was Austin Public Schools at that time, there were more blacks with master's degrees than there were the whites. Mm,
that's interesting.
Right. Uh-huh. My father, Mr. Mosby, I can't remember all of them now.
Where was your father a principal, Bonnie?
He was a principal for 41 years at Blackshear. Mm-hmm. He was the first principal at Rosewood when it opened in 36, I believe. Mm-hmm. They named a school after him. And the school district sold the building, but they never replaced my father's name.
Oh, okay. What building is that?
It's the ICANN Academy.
Okay.
For the record, what is your father's name?
Friendly Rudolph Rice.
And so that full name, or does it just say Rice on the building?
It just had Rice Secondary School. Mm-hmm. One of the things that my father did was he wrote a WPA project mm-hmm. for the hot lunch program. But before he did that, he and my mother used to cook the food and have breakfast for the children, especially the ones that were at Rosewood. Mm-hmm. You know where Motorola used to be?
Yes. It was on 183,
I think. On 183, right.
Right.
Well, if you cross that area, mm-hmm. that was Hungry Hill.
Hungry Hill.
And the reason why they called it that, because there was some of the poorest people in Austin uh-huh. that lived there. Uh-huh. And some of those kids, when they built Rosewood, went to that school, and my father realized that they needed some help. Mm-hmm. But then he was able to write the WPA project mm-hmm. and was able to get the hot lunch program, which embarrassed the administration. Mm. And so they took it over and they started the hot lunch program themselves.
Do you remember when this was going on, when you were a little girl? Or was this...
No,
well, that would have been before you.
No,
that would have been before you. Right.
I will be.
Right. Right. I was putting the dates together in my mind.
Yeah, this is in the 30s.
Right.
This
okay.
is in the 30s.
Okay.
Right.
What about your mom?
My mother, I always say this. I said, Mama, why did you marry Daddy? He didn't have a pot to piss in, not one to throw it out of. He still had 2 more years of school to go. My mother, within 2 years of teaching at Blackshear in Houston, she bought a car and she had a rent house.
Oh. Owned a rent house?
owned a rent
house. That she rented out to others.
Right, because she stayed there on Wilson Street,
In
right
Houston.
Around the corner. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And she said, I knew he was going to make something of himself. She said, I looked at the family. My dad had 12 brothers and sisters. Mm. But the thing that's interesting, the two that didn't go to college ended up being close to millionaires. Mm-hmm. I have a picture of my dad's second oldest brother. He finished Columbia. His wife finished Columbia. My father finished Columbia. My mother did not finish Columbia, but she did attend. Mm-hmm. But they all went to Ivy League schools, mm-hmm. including his sister, Ella May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Do you know where they met? Where did they meet? Or how?
They met at a church in Houston. I can't think of the name of it, but I can find it later on.
Mm-hmm.
If I take you back to Wilson Street, if you make a left, there used to be a church there.
Mm-hmm.